You were laying in a hospital bed, but you looked like you were already dead. More machine than man, and guarded only by a Dyson fan, pipes and tubes breathed for you. Often mildly racist, ears like the BFG, we stood around you and cried, "Why can't you see? Please just open your eyes, wake up and let us say our goodbyes. Just take one breath, Mary is a mess, my mum won't stop crying because you're dead but you're still dying." The machine keeps you warm, like a perfectly synced clock. It fills your lungs with air, but your mind is still bare. You give it the last ounce of your life, holding your hand is your wife. Stood around you is your daughter, she's cried so much she's all out of water. I am privileged and honoured to have seen you so much in the last few weeks of your life. So happy I could see you so happy when Harry came to stay. My only regret is not seeing you more, and it hurts me to my core. It's leaving me physically sore. Because the more I think, the more I remember. The transvestite nurse on New Year's Eve, the post-hill walks, the midnight talks, getting me pissed at 14 to the point where I turned green, giving me lager as we talked enough to write a blockbuster saga, sticking a saliva-soaked finger in my ear, driving at 40 down the M1 in your Kia, sitting on your shoulders when I was small. I could see the whole world from up there, even if I did always nearly fall. The way you talked about all your conditions, the way you spoke so highly of OAPs or coffin dodges as you preferred, known you my whole life and you never once minced your words. The way you said silly bastard, the way you'd mastered the art of laughing at everything you shouldn't, from losing a baby in the supermarket to setting your own house on fire and ruining more than just the carpet. Your love for sport, the way you were never caught for stealing £1 glasses in their masses. The shine in your eye when you spoke about my mum. The fact that up until the day you died, you'd probably still beat me in a run. The way you told a story about every photo that you had. The way your view on politics drove me mad. The family gatherings around the fire. The way you still sang like the little boy in the choir. The curries you cooked, or the way you didn't care how you looked. The way you were so tight, you'd rather have a fight than flush the bloody toilet. You see, for every time I think of you and I feel sad, Grandad, I can think of a time that you made me happy. You've gone now because life's a bitch, but I know in here that you love the fact you died on the pitch. I love you. Goodbye, Grandad Allen. You silly bastard.